You are listening to Let's Get Metaphysical. This podcast explores the spiritual and metaphysical world through the experiences and opinions of the host and those interviewed. It should not necessarily be seen as direct endorsement or personal advice to our listeners. We encourage you to use your own discernment, judgment, and intuition regarding anything you learn from this show.
Let's get metaphysical.
Welcome to Let's Get Metaphysical. I'm your host, Renata Maniacci, here to remind you that you chose to incarnate here on planet Earth. Might as well make the best of it. This is season 4, our season of miracles, and this is episode 44, so there's some powerful numbers this week. I am devoting this whole season to one special person and to the community his miracles and teachings have benefited. His name is Master John Douglas. In the first episode of this season, episode 37, I gave a more thorough intro into who Master John Douglas is, how I became acquainted with his work, and some terms that are going to be used throughout this season. If you have not listened to that episode yet, I encourage you to do so before listening in to this one. Today's episode is all about miracles using the tools and processes created by Master John and the Master Healing Angels. By this, I mean miracles that occurred without being in the presence of Master John, without being in session or in workshop with him. These miracles even happened without ordering a silent faith remote healing from him or a karmic mitigation blessing through the masterangels.org website. These tools you will hear about today can be used by anyone at any time, as many times as you care to after a one-time purchase. On this episode, we will mostly be hearing about miracles using the repair discs and the audio processes, directly from the folks who benefited. Let me give you a little description of some of the repair discs, which are small gold-plated discs like large coins that you can place on your body. The body disc can help with headaches, inflamed joints, tendons, muscles, arthritic areas, strains, pains, and body aches. Through this disc, the Master Angels can detoxify, repair, and alleviate localized discomfort and inflammation in the body and restore the pain receptors. The cold and flu repair disc can help with colds, flus, bacteria, sore throats, strep, enlarged tonsils, chest congestion, sinus infections, stomach flus, and much more. The Master Angels can disintegrate various bacteria and viruses such as the common cold and influenza. To use these discs, you place them on the aggravated part of the body for at least 10 seconds. There's also something called the food disc. The Master Angels can purify, repair, revitalize, cleanse, sanitize, and energize food and drinks for optimum absorption, nourishment, and safety. This is used by placing the food repair disc under each dish or beverage for 5 to 10 seconds. The disc can also be placed under a table to get the entire table full of food or beverages for 10 to 15 seconds. And I also want to mention the pet pendant, which was mentioned several times in last week's episode, Miracles with Pets. The pet pendant is for your pets, for your cats and dogs. It goes on their collars. Pets are often very aware and have heightened senses. They are susceptible to strains on their physiology from the impulses around them, such as from other animals, sounds, and frequencies in cities, and even electronic equipment in buildings. Through the pet pendant, the Master Angels create an energetic matrix that disperses radiation, negative thoughts, and negative emotions from a pet's energy fields. They work with an animal's immune and nervous systems while balancing its hormones, emotions, and brain chemicals. This helps better care for the loving animals that we share our lives with and helps to keep them happy, healthy, and vibrant. There are also pet versions of the food and body discs as well. I want to explain a bit more about what a Master John process is. These are audio clips ranging from 3 minutes to an hour in length, and they help you with very specific things. For example, there is a process called spirit repair, which is an incredible process and helps you to do just that, repair your spirit. There is location repair, which is extremely effective at clearing lower energies from spaces like homes or vehicles. There is also soul elevation, prismatic awareness, and many more, all extremely powerful. Many people are introduced to Master John's work through listening to a process. That is actually how I first experienced Master John's work, by listening to the relationship repair process, which for me was powerful enough to get me into his next workshop. So without further ado, let's jump into these awesome miracles using Master John's tools and processes. Are you ready? Let's get miraculous.
Hi, my name is Pamela, and I've been following Master John Douglas for several years now. One of the things, the benefits that I've gotten from following Master John Douglas is the joy of using his processes. And the story I want to tell is when I first started using karmic repair, when the part came that said, you should just now be calm and receive all the blessings, it kind of came into my head, what does that mean? And because I have a monkey mind that continues to talk to me and keep going, I just kind of took those questions and kept following it. I didn't quite understand what I was waiting for or what is I was supposed to experience. So I'm happy to report that after 10 years, or actually some time before then, I understand much better what that means. So I'm able to get grounded. I'm able to be quiet. My mind can be quieted. And sometimes I'm very lucky and I actually experience what bliss is. So a lot of what he says on the processes, now I can feel them and I truly understand them. So not just words, but I can experience the what I think is the purpose of having these processes. So for us not only to grow, but for us to be able to get in touch with ourselves and the greater universe. And it's really amazing because you can feel one with everyone else and you feel the quiet. And I have to say, for me, that is a really big gift because monkey mind is sometimes torturous and to be able to have quiet is really nice.
Thank you, Pamela.
Hi, my name is Susan. The day after Thanksgiving, I came down with food poisoning and I was violently ill. I couldn't leave the bathroom. And when I was finally able to crawl to bed, I grabbed the body disc, the cold and flu disc, and the mold disc, and laid them on my abdomen as I listened to health repair. I threw up one more time and in about the course of about 10 minutes, and had my husband bring me the food disc. As soon as I laid the food disc on my abdomen along with the other three discs, the vomiting stopped and all symptoms just simply disappeared. So I was ill for a total of, well, maybe 20, 25 minutes before I received my miracle using all of the discs. I am so grateful to Master John and the Master Angels for such a wonderful blessing.
Hello, everyone. My name is Shahido, and I'm in Southern California. Last June, I was hosting Master John at the Sheraton in Carlsbad. We call it Carl's Good. And I tripped and I fell. I badly sprained my left ankle. I landed on the outside of my left knee. And Master John immediately had me put two body discs on either side of my ankle and tape it on. And he said I would be fine. And he said, it's just a really bad sprain. And lo and behold, I couldn't put any weight on it Monday. That was Sunday night. I couldn't put any weight on it Monday. Monday evening, I could move it a tiny, tiny bit. Tuesday morning, I could walk with a little bit of a limp. And by Tuesday afternoon, I could walk with no limp, no pain, nothing. So I thought, well, this worked really, really powerfully. So I put one of my body discs, did I say body disc in the beginning? I put one of my body discs on the outside of my very, very black and blue knee. And within 24 hours when I took it off, where the body disc had been, the bruise had disappeared as well. And there was no damage to my knee whatsoever. So that's my body disc miracles, and there have been many, many more, and I am deeply, deeply, deeply grateful to all the gifts Master John has given us to keep us healthy and to keep us well and to keep us happy and in our bliss. So while I'm on a roll here in my gratitude and my sharing, there were a couple other incidences. One time I was leaving an event with Master John in L.A., and I had had dinner in the restaurant, and I got in my car to drive home later, and that's home meaning all the way down to San Diego. All of a sudden, my belly just blew up, and I was in agony, and I'm getting on the freeway with a two-hour drive ahead of me, and I was in agony. I thought, oh, dear God, now what? And I thought, all right, Master Angels, oh, food disc. Took my food disc out of my knapsack, put it in my waist of my pants, and within a half an hour, all the pain subsided. It just all went away. And another experience I had with the body disc is I had a sty a few years ago, and there was always just a little something that never cleared out. And I've been using the body disc at night on my eye for maybe a half an hour while I fall asleep, or maybe in the morning when I wake up for a little while and I'm resting. And that sty is starting to clear out. That old sty is starting to clear out. So once again, we are so blessed. And the gifts we have with Master John and the tools that he's given us and the spirituality that he gives us and the capacity to heal is huge. And I'm grateful, more than grateful. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Alan, and I've been with the community of Church of the Master Angels for almost 5 years now. And I would like to share a very powerful experience I had with using the relationship repair. A relationship repair is a guided meditation by Master John Douglas with the help of his angelic master healing angels that come in and do work on you that otherwise would not have been possible. So before I met Master John, I had an amazing lady introduce me to Master John, Michelle, and she helped me become introduced to the processes. And there's a few of them that we did together before I even saw Master John. And one of the most powerful experiences of my life was using one of these meditations even before I got to see Master John.
Wow.
So we listen to relationship repair. So in relationship repair, it activates your light fields and cleanses your chakras and prepares you to receive the blessings. And one of the biggest blessings within relationship repair is that it goes deep into your subconscious and enables you to forgive people when you couldn't normally do it on a conscious level. And I had an experience with a family member about 25 years prior to that, which I felt very hurt by. You know, I felt that I was wronged, which, you know, in some senses it was true. But I knew I was supposed to forgive this person, but I couldn't. And I just felt this weight, and it just carried and carried. And as soon as the Master Angels went in there and they activated the blessing of forgiveness, and by healing my subconscious, I was able to just let it go. And ever since that point, the relationships between me and that person has changed. And it wasn't because of something, you know, the wrong that they did to me. It was me forgiving them. And because with the help of the Master Angels of me forgiving that person, our relationship is in such a better place today.
That's amazing. Can I ask a question about that?
Yeah.
One time, just one time listening to relationship repair and that helped that relationship. And that's before you even met Master John.
Yeah.
That's incredible. That's really great. Did you believe in miracles before having that experience or having these experiences in this community?
Well, I think part of this community, when you hear other people's stories, there's definitely, before you meet Master John or introduced to the meditations, you can tell things are changing. Before I know, relationships were moving. I remember going on a vacation, and I remember looking at the trees, they felt differently. I felt there was this opening with my heart. I felt love for everything. I felt everything was wonderful. And I knew something was going down, but I didn't know what was happening. So before, I definitely believed in miracles. I mean, I grew up in a Christian household, which was very strong and powerful. So I did believe it, but I didn't really know and experience the magnitude of miracles that I see today in the Master John community.
Wow. Thank you, Alan.
Welcome.
My name is Missy, and I'd like to talk a little bit about a miracle I had with Spirit Repair CD. And this was about 10 years ago. I had the opportunity to buy the CD, and there was a website I went to, and I got the CD, and my friend got location repair. And each of us was going to compare notes. She had actually heard something about Master John and thought it was so interesting that I should also learn about it. So I got that CD and she got location repair. And I went home. I got it in the mail. And that night when I got home from work, I turned it on and I was sitting there quietly. And about an hour later, I came to and realized, what was that? That was really wonderful. It seemed like really deep, deep rest. And so I thought, well, now I should listen to it. So I pressed it again. And an hour later, I came to again. Wow. And I thought, oh, something good is happening.
Yep.
But I thought, no, I don't have time to do another one now. I have to go to work tomorrow and I have all this other stuff to do. So the next day, I listened to it again. I thought, I paid $100 for the CD. I'm going to listen to it again. And so each day I listened to it. So the first miracle was as soon as I had listened to it and pressed that button, I have never looked back. It's been a journey that it's been 10 years and it's only getting better. And the second miracle is that I continued to listen. And I continued to go forward, and it nurtured me, and it made me feel something inside that was really important. And the important thing to know is that I had also meditated since the 70s, and meditation was wonderful, and I had never done any other things. Transcendental meditation was what I had been meditating, but this added something really special and deep. And so even to this day, every time I listen to Spirit Repair, I think that there's something, there's even more to it. I've never heard it before. Isn't that something? And so it continues to be a CD that I listen to.
Wow. Had you seen Master John previous to listening?
No.
So it was your friend who was like, hey, I heard about this guy. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to get this location repair CD. Why don't you get one of the CDs?
Exactly.
Wow.
That's exactly right. We compared notes about a week later or 2 weeks later, and she said, oh, we love the music. My husband and I love the music. And I thought, music? There wasn't any music on Spirit Repair. And so then that intrigued me to see about location repair. And those are the two CDs I probably used for the first few years, off and on, the whole time. Those two. Like, I'd listen to them one after the other and stuff.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Do you happen to have any other experiences with processes? And it's okay if you don't, that you want to share, but he's come out with so many for our listeners. You know, he's come out with several other kind of CDs that have anywhere from, you know, 3 minute to 1 hour processes. And our most latest one is Prismatic Awareness. And
everyone is good. And there's, each one, in a way, has its own flavor, and each one offers some things that, I don't always have the words to say, oh, it's really good I did that. There were some that really helped me during times when I was under a lot of stress. There were some, or they seemed to help me, and there were others that I don't know why, like astrological repair, I used to play every night before going to bed and listen to that. And then because I listened to it then, I had to listen to it in the morning, I felt. And each time I would cycle through different ones. Relationship repair is amazing and it's helpful. And it's with your relationship, not just with people. You think, oh, it's a relationship. I don't need that. I have a great relationship. Well, no, it's not just with people. It's with animals and plants and the world around you and affecting the world around you and giving a gift to where you live, your neighborhood, and the city and everything. It's a really special. Relationships are in so many ways and so many things. And also how you progress forward.
Right. Yeah. And that one too, they say, is like really also about your relationship with the Creator, whatever that is for you.
Exactly.
Know? And expanding on that and strengthening that.
Exactly. Really powerful. For me, I didn't understand the first time that I went to see Master John Douglas that he was a healer. I think my friend had said something about him being a healer, but I didn't actually hear that. And what I was searching for and felt that was so important to me was I had been meditating all these years, so many years, and I still had this spiritual urge and desire. And I thought he was a spiritual healer. And so I went to him the first time thinking he was a spiritual healer. And of course, he is.
Of course, yeah.
He's a healer of everything. So for those people who needed the, I watched, even in that very first time I went, him help a lady with her thyroid and help different people and talk about medical and not medical things, but about everyday life things that you could help you in how you live your life. And I watched all of that and thought, oh, well, he is have this aspect of healing so many parts of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the other thing.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you
now,
for sharing.
If I was to tell one more story.
Sure.
You can always use this separately. But this year, my mother died. And there was, because of all the things that I have done, all of the different CDs and the processes and the elite course, when my mother started to get sicker, we all, my sisters and brother, we could all see that things were changing. And we were very, I'm going to say, blessed to be able to know in advance, sort of understand, oh, look, we're seeing something. And so now we should get prepared for another stage and different things. And in December or so, we noticed there was a new stage with my mother. And as the time went on, all the processes that I knew and followed and used from Master John helped me more and more with my siblings, with what my mother was going through. And there were times when I could feel the angels with my mother. And my mother was a big believer in angels, and it instilled that in me. So it was like an amazing gift and process to have all this knowledge help us in our way of helping my mother go through the last days of her life. And there were times when I could just feel the angels. They were all there helping my mother in that transition to, you know, the end of her life. It was a really wonderful gift.
So, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Hi there, Heather.
Hi.
What would you like to share with us today?
I would like to share the miracle that I've experienced with subconscious repair, in that how listening to subconscious repair weekly has completely shifted how I, my conscious and subconscious mind, from a negative and limiting belief systems to one of positive expansion and expression regarding abundance in all ways in my life. And the miracle is that I never thought that I would be able to evolve or shift those belief systems. I thought I'd be dying with them. I literally didn't think I could transform them, or there was a way to transform, evolve them ever. And they have been doing that practice, and with the grace and all of the gifts given, they have completely evolved.
So what you're talking about is we all kind of have our own programs, our own reactions to things, our own old tapes that we play,
yes,
that are formed and kept in our subconscious minds that we don't necessarily see or feel or know about, but that's kind of what's running the show. And you're saying that through subconscious repair, those things have been able to change.
Correct.
That's so cool.
That is a miracle in and of itself.
It is, yeah, yeah. That is even possible.
Yes. And I am forever grateful in moving forward in bliss.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
My name is Mary, and I'm going to share one of the instances in which I used the body repair disc to make a difference. A few years ago, I slipped on a patch of ice, and I landed on my outstretched palm on a piece of cement, and I was in a lot of pain as soon as I got up. So I was sent to the doctor immediately, and the doctor couldn't quite determine if there was a fracture in the scaphoid bone in the wrist. If you don't know, the scaphoid bone is a small bone in the wrist that doesn't get a lot of blood flow. And if you don't have surgery for a fracture, you can have irreversible damage to your wrist. I was very concerned about this. They wanted me to come back in 2 weeks to see if there was really a fracture there or not. So what I did is I taped the body repair disc to that area for the next 2 weeks. When I went back to the doctor, they couldn't see any fracture. And even though I was still in a lot of pain, I was cleared from having surgery. And I still used the body repair disc until I fully healed. I believe the body repair disc is the thing that prevented me from having to have surgery on my wrist. And I'm very thankful to Master John Douglas for providing that tool. And it's just an amazing tool to use in so many ways. Thank you, Master John.
A huge thank you to our 7 guests for sharing their miracle experiences with the repair discs and processes created by Master John and the Healing Angels.
I have also experienced several miracles with the repair discs and the processes, and I'm going to be sharing some of those on today's bonus content, as well as sharing another guest's experiences with those repair discs as well. I will also be giving some of my first impressions to listening to the processes for the first time. So if you would like to hear about those experiences, please hop on patreon.com/letsgetmeta.
In our next episode, we will be hearing some more incredible miracles, all attributed to Master John and the healing angels he works with. A few of these include someone healed of a lifelong debilitating fear of heights, various housing miracles, healing a fear of failure, and much more. If you want to learn more about Master John, please visit masterangels.org. And in fact, it is a great time to check out that website, since Master John's Spring 2020 U.S. tour dates were just announced. So if you are interested in possibly attending a workshop with Master John, do check out masterangels.org and see when and where in the U.S. he will be this spring. Are you new to the wide world of podcasts? Did you know that the grand majority of podcasters do not get paid for the content that they create? Making podcast episodes takes time, money, and energy for the producers and leaves only one simple task of pushing play for the listeners to hear awesome content. If you're enjoying the Let's Get Metaphysical podcast, please consider subscribing to the podcast, which is free wherever you listen. Give us a 5-star rating or write us an awesome review. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Instagram. Share Let's Get Meta with your friends. And if this content is awakening something in you, please consider supporting the podcast at patreon.com/letsgetmeta. We want this high vibe content to reach as many aligned ears as possible. And your likes, stars, reviews, and shares help to make that happen. Okay, beautiful souls, I'm going to leave it there for today. Thank you for listening. Stay meta.
The statements and advice offered in this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or medical condition, and are not substitutes for prudent medical care offered by a licensed medical professional. References to healing or treatments in this podcast are describing faith-based blessings performed by God and the Master Healing Angels. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you like what we are doing, please consider becoming a patron of the podcast at patreon.com/letsgetmeta. Our intention is to raise the vibration of the planet by sharing, validating, and normalizing spiritual and metaphysical experiences. If you haven't pledged yet, we would really appreciate your support. It helps keep this show going. Let's Get Metaphysical is a production of the Hana Healing Arts Network. The show's host is Renata Maniachi. The music for this podcast was composed by Rob Trefort of GoldenTurtleSound.org. Thank you for listening. Stay meta.
Metaphysical, let's get better. Metaphysical, let's get better. Metaphysical, let's get better. Metaphysical.